أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا تحسبن الذين يفرحون بما أتوا ويحبون أن يحمدوا بما لم يفعلوا فلا تحسبنهم بمفازة من العذاب ولهم عذاب أليم. ولله ملك السماوات والأرض والله على كل شيء قدير. With regard to the Bani Israel, especially the Jews who were given the Torah, and they were regarded as the people of knowledge because they had the knowledge of the Torah, and they were also regarded as the pious people because they had whatever form of deen they had. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to go to them and ask them about the signs of Islam and of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam which have come in the Torah. But these people, they were the big ulama, the rabbis of the Jews, they should conceal what is in the Torah, and they should not explain that, and they should make some other stories, and then they should be happy about that. And they should say, we made, na'uzu billah, a fool out of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we just told him some stories, and we never tell him the truth, and they should be happy about that. So with regard to that, Allah Ta'ala says, لا تحسبن الذين يفرحون بما أتوا. Do not samajh ki jo log khush hote hai apne kiye par. Don't think those people who are happy on what they are doing, that is the wrong they are doing, and then they happy upon that wrong of theirs. And yeah, Maulana Idris Khandelvi Rahmatullah Ali writes, which is a general principle of the Quran Sharif, that the ayat's meaning and its purport is not restricted to the occasion of its revelation, but it is general for all types. So it refers to us also, that we many times do wrong things, and if anyone asks us, we just say something and we think we the hamjawa them, we just told them a story. So Allah says, don't think that what you did wrong and you are happy about that and you think you made a fool out of people, you just told them a story. وَيُحِبُّونَ أَن يُحْمَدُوا بِمَا لَمْ يَفْعَلُوا. اور تعریف چاہتے ہیں بن کیے پر. And another great evil that the people, we are referring directly here to the ulama of the Bani Israel and generally to all people who love to be praised for things that they did not do. That also is a big disease that we have. We always try to show ourselves, we are very pious, I did this, I achieved that, etc. Even on the things that we did, we must not take credit for it from people. And the things that we did not do, and we want to show people that we are so pious. This is a very great bad quality that people have generally, that one is that we do all the wrong and we are happy about that. And we want to be praised of things that we did not do. And what we do also, our amal by and large are fake amal. And on fake amal, we want praises from people. We are selling our fake deen for the gains of this dunya. Real deen, when it is with sincerity, a person won't think of dunya's things and the people of dunya. He will be just concerned with Allah Ta'ala. And all the time, this worry will be over him that is it even accepted by Allah Ta'ala. The good and the right that we do, that also, whether it's accepted by Allah Ta'ala or not. So these bad qualities were in them. Therefore Allah Ta'ala says, what is the consequence of that? فَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّهُمْ بِمَفَازَتِ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ. So much samajh unko ke chhoot ke azab se. Don't think that they have been saved from the punishment. They think they have saved themselves. They made up stories and told people all things and that, and we got away with things. But by Allah, nobody can get away. So don't think that if you got away from people, you can get away from Allah Ta'ala. Many things we do, and we bluff the people, but we can't bluff Allah Ta'ala. And at least we should have that amount of sincerity and honesty, not to bluff ourselves. If we want to bluff all the people in the world, but we must not bluff ourselves. And we must know that we can never bluff Allah Ta'ala. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابُ الْأَلِيمُ اور ان کے لئے عذاب ہے دردناک. For them will be a very painful punishment, those who do the zina. That is, that we just tell people stories, we do the wrong, whether it is in the family, we tell the family just some story. And we think we got away with whatever we had done. Or our friends, or generally in the public, or whatever it is. And the other is that we must not desire praise for what we do. Even if it is that we think that the people will remember me after I die, that also we want praises from people. It must not be even that. So much so that ulama have said that don't even desire for the sake of name and fame that my janazah must be a very big janazah. That is also doing things for name and fame. Allah save us from all that. So, and then finally Allah Ta'ala says, the end of the ruku, وَلِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ اور اللہ ہی کے لیے ہے سلطنت آسمان اور زمین کی. All sovereignty, all kingdom, all ownership of the heavens and the earth belongs only to Allah. Praises are only for Allah. Allah is the sole and only doer. We must not think we have done. We must not think we are worthy of praise. We must not sell our deen for the petty gains of this dunya. Just that a few people praise us. Or that a few people do us some favors. We must not sell our deen for the small things of this dunya. وَاللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ اور اللہ ہر چیز پر قادر ہے. And Allah has got power over all things. Yeah, one meaning of this is the open general meaning that Allah's qudrat is above everything. This meaning also applies and in different words. Many places of the Quran, many times a person thinks that because I'm an alim, I'm a hafiz, I'm from a certain family, I'm a sayyid, so Allah will never punish me. Remember, Allah has got power to punish even such people. With regard to the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah says even if they do something wrong, Allah will punish them also. وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ And it's not difficult for Allah. Don't think Allah can't because now they are so prominent people. They are so great people. No, Allah can punish any and everyone. Allah has got qudrat over everything. So don't think that I'm a big pious buzurg and I can do wrong and Allah won't punish me. In other words, Allah can't punish me. I'm very pious. I got a lot of respect amongst the people. So Allah won't punish me. Allah has got qudrat to punish even such people. So we must not rest on our laurels and think we are very big alims or very big pious people. And whatever we can do, we can do it. And we only will get praises. And we do wrong things, and that also we expect praises from people. Remember, you are on a very not slippery road, you are gone into destruction. So this was the qualities of the Bani Israel and their ulama. Allah has revealed it in the Quran so that we take heed of it. We will read the Quran and it is lessons for us. Allah makes them the subject and the object is that we take lessons from this. May Allah let us learn the Quran, abide by it, and make our lives accordingly, and make Akhirat our goal. Make Allah our goal. Not the people of dunya, not the praises of people, not the comfort of dunya, but Akhirat we make our object. Allah give us all.